Howdy, to neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Back with Jim in just a moment.
I'm Dana Murphy, a fifth-generation Oklahoman. From my family's farm and ranch in northwest Oklahoma to my home in Edmond, I uniquely understand both rural and urban Oklahoma. I'm a problem solver, and I get things done. I'll partner with our next governor to create lasting solutions for the budget, education, and the economy. With your vote, I'll get our state back on track. It's time for something different.
Real experience, real results. Dana Murphy, conservative Republican candidate for lieutenant governor. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Dana Murphy 2018.
Well, cattle producers, it's summertime. Lots of big auctions ahead of us at Superior Video Livestock Auction starting Thursday, June 21st. It'll be the 2018 Tallgrass Yearling Auction starting 9 a.m. Central Time. It'll come out of Emporia, Kansas. Then Big Sky Roundup comes 27th and 28th of June, and the Week in the Rockies for 2018, the 9th through the 13th of July. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. We're almost to the halfway point of 2018. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joins us today. And Jim, what about this year compared to especially last year, which was a surprisingly good year for cattle producers?
Yeah, 2018 so far has been a little bit better than anticipated in terms of cattle prices. A little bit better probably than anticipated in the wholesale meat markets, supported as it was last year by really good demand, both domestically. We've had great featuring on the beef products especially, and we've had strong export markets. So that demand side has really helped us absorb rather large beef production. And it's also on the pork side. We've had exports there that have buffered at the meat case so that beef hasn't faced quite as much competition. So turned out really pretty well for the first half of the year, and probably we put it in the category of better than anticipated.
One of the things that we really noted and talked about more than once in 2017 was how aggressive we were in moving cattle and pulling cattle forward. Really, most of 2017, we've done some of that in 2018, but what, maybe not quite as much?
Maybe not quite as much, but you know, these cattle weights are right on the prior five-year average, above last year on the dressed weights, but that's probably anticipated. So we've continued to market cattle pretty aggressively. We saw real aggressive marketings in the second half of May, and that really set us up here for going into this new cattle on feed report to probably have another really good marketing month, which really sets us up pretty well for the next couple months. We'll still are headed for our seasonal lows in the Fed cattle prices, and probably this fall we'll set our lows for the calf market. But the whole boat has been floated a little bit higher, and that's good news.
I guess what we've actually kind of moderated some of that increase that we've seen really going back for a bunch of years on the carcass weights. The carcass weights have continued to move higher, not so much the last year or so.
We look back over the last 20 years or so, we've added 5 to 6 pounds on a dressed weight basis every year to steer carcass weights. And we haven't done that for 2 years in a row now. Now, much of that is this very aggressive marketing. We had everything set up where the cattle feeder wants to sell animals because of the discount in the futures, and the packers had the best returns ever. 2018 is going to turn out to be our best year ever in cattle packer returns, and that's kept them wanting to buy cattle. So, you know, it's come together. I think the long-term trend on dress weights is still up, but maybe we've moderated that pace a little bit, and really the marketing rate is key to this, where we've gotten to this year.
Domestically, it seems like we've had a fair amount of stability in our market as far as the consumers really continued to be, you know, really wanting beef and the desire to keep buying products even as prices have kind of edged up on them in some cases.
Prices have edged up in some cases, but we've had really good featuring. So grocery stores especially, and even restaurants, have been adding to the size of hamburgers. We hadn't seen that trend in many years. Grocery stores have been featuring beef on the front page of ads across the U.S. Really does. So we've been benefited in the beef industry by using beef to attract customers in a very competitive environment in restaurants and grocery stores. And that's been a subtle factor here that's really played an important role in the beef industry.
Director of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each April, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes Radio, Oklahoma Ag Network.